Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Live Your Dream. So can we give it up for Live Your Dream?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to do that one more time. I know you can hear us out there. So can y'all give it up for Live Your Dream? Woo! Awesome, awesome. What a great lineup we have today. We're at the live location in Fayetteville, North Carolina, with Cost, the rapper, The Truth. I'm going to add another addition to his name. So people are going to be like, oh, The Truth is here. Cost, The Truth is here. So we're here live today. Actually, at location, getting all things lined up for his video shoot next week, which will be at the location in Clinton, North Carolina, where, you know, just looking for ladies to come out and showcase themselves in reference to being in the video. A lot of great opportunities here, and you get to chat with me and understand what I do here locally in Fayetteville as well, and for future things that are about to come up for Cost. So we have my co-host here, Eric Fagot, who is here. The graphic designer, the photographer, he's just everything, ladies, that you want to find in a person that can make things happen. So I'm grateful to have him as my co-host. He's been co-hosting with me for the last, 3 months almost?
3-4 months.
And I'm super, super excited. So, Eric, this is your show. Take it over.
All right. I appreciate that. I don't know. I feel really important now. I don't know. You got some competition there, Cost. Yeah, like you said, my name is Eric, and I'm a graphic designer. I enjoy being on the show today. Entertainment is one of my things. Advertisement, entertainment, especially in the rap world, music world, and I feel like it's an opportunity for me to actually connect with you, Cost, and you know, for everybody that works with you. And one of the couple of things I wanted to talk to you, find out from you guys, what you guys got going on as far as what your focus is for the upcoming album. And if you could just tell me a couple of things that you've been doing here lately, preparing for your next album.
I mean, December 2020, I was just in that AXL magazine. I just dropped volume 3 in December. I got volume 4 coming out February 6th on my birthday. Also got a video shoot coming up on the 16th of this month. You know, we're trying to do big things, trying to get a couple more shows lined up and everything. So it's a movement. It ain't a moment.
Right. I like that. You know, you find out a lot in the entertainment industry as far as music-wise that things have to be a movement. If you look at back in the days of Big D and those guys like that, it was definitely a movement. And there was a crowd that followed them, so I see that you guys are actually doing the same thing. If you can, introduce everybody that all the crew here, who we got here.
We got my street team / security team right here.
Top flight security.
I got Craig right here. I got Charles and Goldberg. This is my security team. My street team. They basically the guys behind Cost, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What y'all, the things y'all see that you don't see that you hear about and everything, that's those guys right there.
Right.
Like, we got a building coming up. They just closed deal on a building, Woodline, Hoodline building, you know what I'm saying? So we start doing little things in there. Got a little office space enough for us and everything. So, you know, they setting up. Been setting up shows and they've been setting up things for me and everything. So everybody gotta have a street team, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Somebody who, if they ain't moving, now we got somebody else moving.
Exactly.
And I'm thankful for those guys right there.
Unsung heroes.
Right.
that's what makes me move.
Especially that security.
Oh yeah. Hey, now if y'all try to play no game now, these boys big now.
Yeah.
Don't play around.
Okay. These are real guys now, for real. One of the things that I was noticing about your music, you have a flow. There's a flow about your music that, I don't know, it's similar, but it's different in a sense, where you have that, your voice projection. Yeah, that's it. Voice projection. That's what you don't hear too much. You can actually hear it and be consistent with both.
Right.
Exactly. So can you kind of expound on your soul? What were you going for?
I mean, you know, my music is my life. So, I basically try to bring that pain, you know, the things that I've been through, you know what I'm saying? So, real recognize real. And folks that hear me, you know, they can feel what I've been going through.
Right.
And everything. And, I ain't one of them rappers that try to just be cool and everything, you know what I'm saying? I want to show you what I've been through.
Right.
And so you'll hear it through my music, you'll hear it through my voice, and everything like that. So, you know, it was like the old school type of music, Scarface, Jay-Z, Nas, and Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? I'm still back in that era right there.
Right.
Mob, T.I.
Right.
So, you know, that's where I'm at right now.
That's all right. Kiri, you know what? I'm calling you to Kiri, you know what? You kind of big, man. You stay kind of close, right? You want to expound on that? You got scared me a little bit. But I do, you know, man. I was, you know, I'm really intrigued by real music like that. You know, people get confused when you know, they kind of shy away from music. We say when we make mention of the hood, you know, well, we're going to make, you know, music that's talking about the hood. Or you put hood in anything, people think that's something broken down, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be violent. But no, it's real life, just like there's, you know, that glamorous life, still a spoon in your mouth, you know what I'm saying? You just so happy to live with a plastic one in the house, you know what I'm saying? Same thing. But, you know, and I appreciate that. I appreciate where you're actually giving it real like it is. And that's what we need nowadays.
I just want to bring it to the light. I mean, a lot of rappers right now, you just see the good. I mean, you just see them in the club popping bottles. You see them driving the good cars and all that stuff. I mean, we're struggling. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I go by a song, Struggle to Hustle. I mean, I hustle for the struggle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we're trying to make it there. So we're trying to bring it to the light what's really going on around here and stuff. So they can open their eyes and see it.
Right, right. And good that you brought that up right there, what they see. Like, I know you have your security, also one of your security guys also, he works rapidly with portraying how your CDs and how your cover art and advertising should look. I wanted to ask him, what you have some ideas, some folks about what it should look like coming out. Not too, don't give too much, because I know you can't give all your CDs out like that, because you want something to kind of, when they seem like, man, that's fight right there, but what's your focus for the upcoming album, how you want it to look? What's the feel of it?
Struggle and pain.
Right,
right. Like,
wood line to hill line.
Like,
right.
Thank you. Something like
gotcha.
That.
Okay. All right. I feel that. You know what I'm saying?
Rob in the city.
Yeah.
Dressed up in something like Tim
like the lumberjack?
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that, man?
Yeah.
What? He remembers that.
Yeah.
But that's what it's all about. And like I said, I see you guys flow with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like you just saying, trying to keep it real like what it is, you know what I'm saying? I really like that.
You're coming out with a clothing line, all that.
Okay.
Movie could be next fall. Got a movie by next fall, next winter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
So we're trying to make it.
Awesome. That is great. So I know that I had actually co-hosts and handling things, but y'all have been talking about. So get a chance to talk about your event you went to last weekend. Already.
Yeah. Went to an event showcase in Atlanta. It was pretty good, you know. Place was packed and everything. I performed. There was maybe a few acts and everything. Everybody performed. Everybody did good, you know. And it was an experience, you know. Anytime you can go perform in front of a crowd, it's a good experience. Also, want y'all to check out that Lacoste Water coming out. Hopefully, this summer. You know.
Water, right?
It's going to
taste like
aquafina. Oh, yeah, we got a possible meeting with Big Finney in New York.
Woo!
Coming up soon. You know what I'm saying? So,
do I get to go?
Yeah. You invited everywhere. Check out them boy, the female boy shorts and sports bars, too.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That got a little clothing line.
All right.
Come out.
What's that address?
Yeah, so it comes down to models and modeling that, and he said, what, sports bra and in the
sports bras and boy shorts.
Oh,
trying to get with the Infinity Powerhouse on that movie.
Ooh,
Check them out.
And it's such a delight to have these three in front of us and just, you know, making things happen. One thing that I always believe in is to everyone to live out their dream. And for, by us providing this platform, it's just blowing up everywhere. If they know it's coming from a good place. God is in the midst. And I truly believe that things happen, all things happen for a reason. We may not understand and see what the end going to bring, but as they line it up, things happen for a reason. I was praying about, I had a concern at one point where one of my models was signed by an agency, and I got in a feeling of a moment, just for a quick moment, and as God brought to my attention, say, no, you continue to bridge the gap. As far as management, hold off on that. Not saying it's not coming. God didn't say it wasn't going to come, but I was looking to do management like March, February, March. So this is what I do. This is why I'm here. I left a job of 17 years to venture in this area to bridge the gap and have be that voice, to be that that platform. And I had many people who were there, and my heart told me that it was not going to work. You're not going to be successful. What are you thinking about? How are you going to make your money? And I still never look at me making money, even though all the things I got set up, it could be very lucrative in so many angles. But I see God. God is my father, my, you know, everything that is going to provide any and everything I need when it comes down to it. So when it comes down to this being said, I know you doing this from your heart. You're passionate. And I know that at an age, you had that moment where you wanted to be a rapper. You shared it with your family. What did they say?
I mean, my mom and dad preaches.
Oh, yeah.
They really didn't want too happy about it. But at the same time, they follow me behind what I my dreams and what I want to do. You know, they ain't gonna turn their back.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna come and sell and everything. So.
So did you sing in the church choir and do a praise service?
They say in church make a joyful noise.
Yeah, make a joyful noise.
I don't know if my noise is that joyful, but I try.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I hear in the rapping and stuff. I mean, definitely hear your tone, tune in what that is until that you can sing. I can tell.
Man.
Yeah. Well, you sing better than me. I know that. Let them tell it. So what do you see yourself collaborating with others? Who is high on your list that you would love to collaborate with?
Number one on my list is Scarface. Mm-hmm. Scarface. I would love to collaborate with him. And Scarface and Nas, those are the two top tier on my list right there.
Okay.
Those who I came up on, those who I really look up to and listen to the music, and, you know, they tell a story.
Right.
You know, and that's what I try to get back to, because a lot of rappers these days ain't calling no names, but listen to the radio. Everybody's saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sounding the same. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm just being a whole lot different than everybody
else. Yeah.
Shout out to CEO Darlene Pierce.
he's trying to shut it down, y'all. Like, that's supposed to be the end part of the conversation, but it's not. It's really good to have you here. When y'all walked into the office and I met David, I remember just the look on his face was like, oh my goodness, this is what we've been waiting for, you know, an outlet or another avenue. To direct. Young lady in the hallway just moments ago, she said, oh, I signed up my daughter in another agency. But she said, I see you do things differently according to this card. And I said, yeah. I said, you imagine me working with everybody. I'm just not just one little area. I work with everybody. So collaborating, when you say, you know, the ones you want to work with, Scarface and Nas and whatnot. So and growing up, those are the people that you would like to be a part of, you know, as far as the things you're doing. And connect with them. That would be a dream. Have you had a chance to meet any of the before?
Not yet, but I know it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Because what you said it's not a moment, it's a movement.
It's a movement, it's not a moment.
All right, now. You put that on the shirt somewhere you already got. You better go ahead and trademark that. I love it. So I know, did your cousin down the way? You already gave your name and information?
Oh, my God.
So when you say security now, do y'all have like a security company that y'all actually going to be this security or just security in general?
No, we security in general.
Okay, all
everything
right.
We do, security.
Like so,
check
so
1212.
Y'all sometimes they might not be there because they might be working with me.
No. We never leave Wayne.
I just
can't leave a man hanging, bro.
Yeah.
He is what he is, a wool on a hula.
Being as a cousin, what you saw the potential in him? How young were you
Okay, like, we grew up, I'm saying this, like, he was always with the big boys. I mean, I was with the little crew.
Yeah.
And and then it's like, you know, I got a little bit bigger, and I started hanging with the big crew.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always knew he had a flow, you know what I'm saying? And he sounded different, you know what I'm saying? But I never really put my mind to it until I sat down and I heard him, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he was staying with me.
Yeah.
And he was writing, and I could hear it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's for real. Like, yo, this song off the chain.
Yeah.
So I started looking more into him. I'm like, look, you know what? Well, I got a little bit of size. I'm going to be security, man. Y'all got the right hand, man.
Know,
this mindset. Yo, so we zooming in on the joint, and, you know, he's like, I don't even sound like everybody else. It's like different.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I don't rap. I mean, I'm listening, like, I'm rocking my head, like, yo, this song fucking changed. So we were like, yo, just make a move, you know, he already stands over there, we need to do this, we need to do that, so we're like, you take it serious then, we're going to do it, so that's what we started doing, and we set up a party, and had him performing, and everything, yo, man, we turned that thing out.
I know.
That thing was deep, I'm for real, that when we were done, like, we ain't had no problems in there, you know what I'm saying, of course, we were scared. But we had no problems with that. At the end of the night, I'm just looking at all these. I see my police and everything all the time. I'm like, yo, you want to keep right here. Like, what's the problem? They're like, oh, nah, the party's over. The party's over. I'm saying it's already 2 o'clock. But still, like, there's so many police. I'm like, damn. But then I look at the crowd and the cars. I'm like, oh. Okay, now I see why.
Yeah.
You done run the whole city out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
But it's people that I ain't even know. I know everybody. I'm
right.
saying,
like,
but so many people.
So
weird. I look at the lady. I'm like, Will on the Hula.
Oh, did he try to say he came up with that name, Will on the Hula? That's who he came up with.
No.
Will on the Hula. So you came up with the name Will on the Hula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You gave us some background where Paul came from. Bridget, we want to share it again with the listeners.
Okay. Holocaust, but it wasn't like what y'all think Holocaust, okay? H-O-L-O-C-O-S-T, you said no hollows or any cost. But I talked to an A&R, he was like, well, Holocaust is like, you know, the Jewish, you know, that's where the Jewish people, that's where they had all that pain and everything,
right,
the Holocaust.
Right.
And it was like, you know, and that's like that's more like a white group calling themselves slavery.
Yeah.
You know,
and
that's like a slap in the face. So I just cut the hollow off and just kept calls.
Uh-huh.
And been rocking with that ever since.
All right. Because, you know, you could have been stubborn. You could have said, what?
I'm who I am,
and I want to be what I am. But for you to be sensitive to that says definitely a lot.
Great.
Well, I appreciate it. So what's left for him to do, ladies and gentlemen, is write a song about Affinity Powerhouse. So let me see if you can fit, like what you call it? Like, on cue.
Freestyle.
Yeah, freestyle.
What do you
mean? Look at and if you don't do nothing about Affinity Powerhouse, just give the listeners a little bit of what, you know, as far as what the music, we call it in like an R&B world, acapella, but, you know.
I say, black on black nightlife on the city like the gat go black at right, then the semi might be quiet. When I flow, it could be quiet. Chief King God on the scene, I float it, be quiet. Do me like Martin Luther. It's Rodney King when they start a riot. Getting an old Jeff, I sing quiet, sing peeping. Stuff the Tim's, 22 don't need the jeans beeping. What's up, Slim Jimmy 2 and did enough eating. Some messed up Tim's running through the woods eating. Stop and go, not even speaking.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Stop that today.
All right. That's not a new. It's you already got something, because I don't know why I'm trying to say this feeling that it has.
That's volume two. Go pick that up.
I love it. So I know. Y'all have anything y'all want to say? Want to ask any questions? Y'all good? Well, give it up to Iman Noble and Yasmin Noble. Woo! They are my assistants, and a lot of times when you're doing things, you just never know. Every day I come in and I do things, and I know I've ran them crazy. I'm literally, they probably tell a story. They probably say, well, what she's doing now? Because my friends and family said the same thing. So now just to see it all in action, I think they got a whiff of where this is headed at, because honestly, everyone started from somewhere. And when I connected to, like when you even came up with the name Woodline to Hoodline, just driving down the road and start seeing buildings with names of businesses, name on it, seeing cars, a truck with names on it. Everybody had that initial thought at that very, not at the same moment, but everybody had that same thought that I wanted to have something that I could actually get out there to the folks. So I want to commend you for following your dreams, because you didn't have to. You're going to inspire so many people to live out their dreams. And I know, what's his name, J. Cole came out of Fayetteville. I would have my girlfriend, son Tank Tyler, who was actually, he's from Fayetteville. He went to E. Smith, and also some other rappers too around the way. The gospel rapper I just talked to on yesterday, that he's coming into the fold also. And just knowing that North Carolina is a place to be, it's not, it have to be like in a big city, because everybody came from somewhere. But if people speak for celebrities, they say, oh my goodness, we never run into celebrities, or when they meet a celebrity cousin, they nine times don't believe them. Say, you who, cousin? What? But they're right here in the United States. They are literally right here in Atlanta. They everywhere. Every time I go, I be looking sometimes, but I don't have to see. But they are right there. So we all celebrities in our own right. Sometimes people get paid a little bit more money than some, but we all are celebrities in our own right. So, Eric, you have anything else you want to add in
No, I just wanted everybody to visit SoundCloud. Make sure you check him out on his Facebook page. Make sure you support him in everything that he does. He's on his way. I really enjoy what you're doing. I listen to your music every time I go on Facebook. I'm always checking your page out. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't no male stalker in there, no homo. Male stalker, you gotta put that in there, but you know, be cool like that. You know what I'm saying? I love what you do, man, and I can see you making it. I really can.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I call him the truth.
Yeah.
I call him the truth. I was rocking with it, and I said rocking with it. On the way going to Columbia last week, I played it going and played it coming back, and you know, of course, you're going to have your favorites. I don't know the names to say, but I'm a master it, because that's what I've been sharing with family and everyone like that. So it's all about just continuing to get your name out there. And every moment when someone want to expose you or who, me or anybody, that's a moment that you've won someone, maybe one person. That one person can have 20 people in the gap, mm-hmm. that you will win those 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, 21 people are already in your little, in the world of where you at. So I look at all things are blessing and understand that, you know, you never know why and how things happen, but they do happen. So what do you want to say else out to the listeners? Did we get to talk to, I'm sorry, to Mr. Man over here? And your name again?
Yeah, we're just over here discussing about the Holocaust commercial thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're doing one of the things we're setting up for, commercial thing going on.
Okay.
Like, I had a little man, that was a son, doing the commercial thing for
housing. You
know,
yeah, I like that. That was
right.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, some attention
on me. Okay. So, and you could fill me in later too, or either, mm-hmm. and we need to connect on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because the bigger, like even what we're doing, we want to connect with all his friends, and then mm-hmm. you all connect and know where mm-hmm. you can follow him along the way to what we're doing. And it's like he said, it's not a moment, it's a movement.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we actually got some more time. Well, we're going to talk what's going on Top Models and Talent right now. The contest going on, and I must say, everyone is your angel. People come in your life for a reason. Model Heaven, Tamika Hightower, well, Porter is the mom name. How cool is someone want to be in a contest 8 times? She won 7 times. Well, she's been in the contest more than that, but she won 7 times to be on the face of the cover of my magazine. How cool is for someone when they could have already said, this is it. I don't want no more. I've done what I've done. She's going to New York this week to sign with a big top agency.
Wow.
This week right here,
wow,
she's going to do a big photo shoot in New York. And still, yes, they still want to be a part of what I have because they know that it's been real from that point to this point. So I'm super excited. So today, not only Model Heaven is in the lineup for the contest, we didn't actually put it out there to have anyone call in, you know, for us getting any other people on. But what's happening is that right now with Top Models and Talent, we have over 42 notifications, and all this is actually going towards what the contest is. So I can give an update right now where we at, who is in the lead, and go from there. So it's this next cover model contest, 28, day one on TM and TSN. Our contests are starting, actually day one is the 9th, which is today, the 16th, and also January the 23rd, and also the finale is the 30th. So let's take a look and see right now where everyone is at. So currently, Model Heaven is in number one spot. She is sitting at 79 likes. And 52 is for actually our, she also won one of our contestants. Her name is Janelle Chancellor. So congratulations out there. They're about 20 likes away from each other. We also have LaToya Walther. She's also in the contest. And we have Emma. She's in the contest also. So check her out. I want all of you all to vote. Get your vote on them and everybody because everybody's a winner. I always say you join the contest, your information gets put out there, that's exposure. Who don't want the exposure? I always say if someone drop you a card, you give a card to someone and they throw it away, that card is on the ground, somebody's going to see it. That's still advertisement. So always look at the positive in whatever you do and whatever you say.
Right.
But trust me, you will win from it. And I want to just add up there that earlier Model Heaven Mom contacted me, and she was like, could you change the picture to what it needs to be, what we submitted? And I said, well, we're going to do when we update for the contest. So on that, they thought one of the ads that we did was the contest. So they went ahead and started, like, getting votes, but she had 40 votes. So 40 on top of this vote of 79, that put her way over 100 and something already. But she can't use the other 40 because that wasn't a part of the voting album. You understand what I'm saying? So, Tamika, I thank you. My heart go out to all of you. I can't wait to see all the pictures that you are going to take in New York. Thank you so much for supporting me and my cause and understanding that all things are possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what's happening on M&T. I put out there also in regards of Random Act of Kindness. I started this page about 3 years ago. And what we're going to do, we had put out a scavenger hunt on LaLucy Style Magazine where if you would have got all the information, we would have automatically, you would have won $100. Well, no one got it right. So we're going to donate that $100 towards a Random Act of Kindness. We ask other people to join the movement because it's not a moment, it's a movement. And we're asking that if, you know, you can't do $100 worth of roses, single roses, you can give one rose or 10 roses or 5 roses to whoever you know or you may not know on that day, which is Valentine's Day. And I'm not sure what Valentine's Day falls on. Is it falls on a Saturday? Y'all know? Well, we will find out. The 14th is on a Sunday. So I will be out and about that day sharing the greatness of just putting a smile on someone's face. I did this back at my job, and also I've done it from time to time. And as my daughter's a witness, too, I could be in the line, somebody in front of me, I'll pay for them. Somebody could be in the back of me, I'll pay for them. Just whenever I'm led to do so, I do it. And that actually is a random act of kindness, so that will fit into what we do as far as an organization that I'm a fun foundation that I'm going to start as well and get this more on the map for everyone to contribute. So what do y'all, as far as when it comes to Valentine, what do you think about Valentine's cost when it comes to celebrating? Because I understand you want to put it out there.
Oh, I got a fiance, so I got a little something special planned for her. Can't put it out there yet.
Yeah, well, that's good. So, Eric, what about you? What you
going to
do?
You
have anything in mind for yours?
I'm
always treated my daughters. They got a certain age, and it kind of they're off. I used to do the bubble bath with the rose petals in. Got their favorite like magazines and different things, jewelry, and go out to dinner, send them some roses to school or wherever they at. And as they got a little older and not that very well like excited about it anymore, I changed up and not do anything. She said she don't remember. Oh yeah, so you want to share with? Yeah, she want to join in now and talk about significant other. So what are you gonna do for your significant other? This is Iman, and her significant other is Patrick. He plays for.
You're halfway there.
He plays for a semi pro football team here locally, and.
Kate Fair Heroes.
And I'm super excited. He is actually a quarterback. When I tell you, he is awesome. I mean, it just like he throws the ball and he just know it. That person on the other end, whoever call it, the receiver,
right?
They catch it, and he just like whoop, and it's right there. He just sit there like.
No.
He's so down to earth, and just to see at the end how much people approach him. People who've been following him ever since he was a little boy. He used to play for Pine Forest. His dad played for Detroit Lions. Did he have a brother that played for?
Yeah, he got a lot of
brothers that played pro also. He, I'm pretty sure, would have went pro. He hurt something, his shoulder, so he kind of bare off from that. But he is awesome. I look forward for him being my son-in-law to be, and I'm super excited about all of that. So before we close out, Cost, you have anything else you want to say?
Tell everybody to follow your dreams and put God first in everything you do.
That's right. Put God first in everything you do. Eric, you have anything?
Right?
Yeah, That's right. You have anything you want to say, Eric?
Yeah, that's it right there.
Any of y'all want to say anything? Okay.
Ladies. Live your dream.
Okay, she hit it. She got there a little earlier than we were supposed to. So we're going to do it because we're all in unison now. So when I get to three, everybody said, live your dream. Y'all ready? One, two, three. Live your dream. Woo! Awesome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, opportunity to live your dream. You guys have a great day. And the ones, we're still here until 1 p.m. today. And we're super excited. Just come on out, sign up. And actually, we'll have information ready for next week's shoot with Caught the Truth. The rapper from Clinton, North Carolina. Good second.